morning. Today is June 7th, and this is CPS 95.5. Today's forecast is 65 degrees Fahrenheit with a slight chance of rain. Today's lead story is by Paige Trusbeck on the D-Day invasion last night.
Boom. Boom!
Coming up after that, a human interest on Woman in the War by Chloe Batlow.
Boom.
The latest news on warfare, only on CPS 95.5. Thank you for listening, and I'm Simran Jamaputra, once again for CPS 95.5 Radio. Ah, over to Paige Truspeck.
Yesterday was a terrible incident. D-Day.
Last night, June 6, 1994, over 176,000 are courageously fighting in war. 600 warships were sent to France. We are proud that the women of America are helping us control these warships. This is devastating. Over 550,000 died, mostly consisting of a German population. This includes a total of 135,000 Americans. D-Day invasion, or Invasion Day, is the largest combined land, sea, and air operation in history so far. It began with the Germans attacking. Despite the heavy loss of lives, Americans succeeded when we took a hold of Normandy Beach.
Woo!
May God bless all those souls that have died in victory of this invasion. Our reporter Chloe has taken an insider interviewing a woman proud to help helping our nation. Here's Chloe with an exclusive interview on Mary Johnson. Chloe.
Thank you, Paige. Well, with all the men gone to war, we women must work to provide for our families and keep industry running. Today we have a lady here that is going to talk about working as an electrician while her husband is gone. She is a WOW, a woman ordnance worker. Welcome, Mary Johnson.
Thank you.
So how does it feel to be working in a man's place?
I feel stronger and less segregated from doing what women are supposed to do.
I see. Also, you wear pants now instead of skirts and dresses. How does that make you feel?
I feel freer to do what I want, to wear what I want, even though I get some glances when I'm walking in my work clothes on the street.
And these side glances are usually from women?
Yeah, more the higher class, because they do not really have to work for money.
I completely understand. Do you feel more at the head of the household?
Uh-huh, I do. I feel like I'm making the money that we spend, so I should be thought more highly of.
Does it bother you at all that men are still making more money, even though you work the same hours and the same job?
Yes, I feel that I should be paid the same amount of money because I'm working for the same company, helping the same company, and if I'm not working the same, I'm working more than the men.
Yes, of course. When in years the wars end, are you afraid that you will be fired to make way for the men coming back home, such as your husband?
Well, what can we do? We have worked for our country because it is our duty. Yes, I'll be disappointed because all my hard work will come to nothing, but again, it is our American duty.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mary, for being here with us.
My pleasure.
Back to you, Paige. Our poor troops. Oh, I wish I could help them.
Of course you can.
Really?
Yes. By using your ration cards the right way, you can help feed those hungry soldiers.
Oh, Mama, I want to help.
Yes, hon. See, we can help.
Help your troops by eating within your limits. Contact the Food Administration for details. Remember, every bit helps. Da-na-na-na.
And that's it for today's broadcast on Women in Warfare. Coming up next on CPS 95.5 Radio, What About Us? The teeming cries of orphans who have been abandoned through the tortures of war.